So I'm in Brighton, and I'm in a car with the two founders of the Photo Book Show. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm William Sadowski.
Kevin Beck.
And they're driving me to
My studio, Workflow Studio, where we hold the archive of photo books.
I think from the outside you get a sense that there's a lot going on in Brighton. Is that what it's like if you actually live in Brighton?
Yeah. I think there's the kind of obvious sort of institutions which have been around for a while and they're really important. But then there's kind of the smaller initiatives that are kind of running in a different way, you know, at their own cost and things, and like Jim Stevenson, who does the Minute to Click talks, who we've worked with, and Matt Martin, who does Photocopy Club, who works at Create, who do their own sort of publishing. It's all kind of these little things which I think add up to the scene that there is down here.
Do you feel part of a national community related to photography?
I think with the photo books we do. I mean, especially the last call out we had, you know, you look at the post stamps on them and, you know, the books are from all around the world.
What about, you mentioned that there are sort of publicly funded organisations. Is there a separation between them?
It's sort of like not being answerable to anyone for money. We don't have to give anyone, tell anyone what we've spent their money on. It is quite liberating, you know. The way we end up doing the shows, I think we're trying to do it to the best of our abilities, and it doesn't really come in if someone doesn't like it. I don't think that we don't sort of have to listen to everyone.
So we're walking down a kind of a street with a mixture of 1980s housing and maybe old factory units.
This bit used to be the upstairs of an abattoir. This is like the oldest part of the building. Lots of asbestos.
It's partly kind of tidally divided up cubicles and partly a bit scruffy around the edges. Would you mind me saying that?
No, that's fine.
You can have a look at the bookmaking workshop.
Oh right, this is very good. This is so you've got a room with guillotines and all the equipment for making stuff.
Yeah, well, Will's been trying to build it up, where he's kind of doing a bit of workshops, and our latest addition is our risograph printer, which is extremely fun.
A must-have machine.
Yeah, must-have machine, definitely.
For any self-respecting self-publisher.
And a ream cutter, obviously, for those straight edges.
What are these books?
This is, well, I suppose, as a whole, it's the archive of books that have been donated to us throughout the kind of doing the show's process.
So what is Photo Book Show?
I can tell you how Photo Book Show started. I suppose that might kind of sum up where we both, I met Will through his studio while I was looking for using some of the equipment here, and we were both interested in photo books, publishing photo books ourselves, but there was no real outlet. The only people who saw my books were my friends, and we should do something, definitely, but what, you know, we were frustrated with photo book fairs where, you know, there's a table, it's one-sided, and you kind of don't feel like you can go and stand and look at, I mean I do, but you got that uncomfortable feeling of they're trying to sell you something. We wanted something which was hands-on. Anyone, I could submit a book, and someone who's more well-known could submit a book, and they could be next to each other and could go on, pick up the book, have a look through it, and, like, you know, what self-publishing is about.
What we show has got nothing to do with liking a certain artist more than another. It's just we get books through the post that we look at, and, you know, we're judging in the sense of we want to try and put a show on which kind of shows a view of what's been sent to us. So at the moment, this is kind of what people are sending to us.
Just to go back a step here.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 years ago, when, I mean, there were self-published books, but it was a minority activity, and the books were made by people who had a publisher, and the publisher had a deal with the distributor, and the distributor sent them to bookshops, and people went to bookshops and bought them. Now, people are self-publishing books, and they're trying to find an outlet for them. Mm. It's a completely different type of activity. What's changed?
Well,
I think people aren't expecting sales.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to our show, it's not about buying the books, although we do 100% promoting the artists or the photographers or the publishers. Or
you're really about connecting the people who are self-publishing books with potential readers.
Yes.
But the important bit, the thing that makes the book for you, is that it's one person's work.
No. One person's, no, because we've had work done by collaborative for more.
Yeah, what I mean is it's artist-led. It's artist-led. Yeah. It's about the author.
It's about a vision of someone's, a group of people. The submission forms are from the person who took the photographs, pretty much always. But that's
what we're trying to do. We're trying to cut out everything in the middle.
You're building a collection as well.
Yeah, and I mean that's the whole other side to it as well, is the archive, which, you know, but that's why we want to keep doing shows, because we don't want to put on one show and be like, that's it, you're never going to see these books again. People who do submit to us and do donate to the archive will appear on the website. We had a show at the Phoenix, which was the whole archive, which, you know, was 400 books on show as a library for 6 weeks. So anyone who submitted to a previous show and donated to the archive could then see their book there. We want to keep it going.